Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 16, 2012, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer Robbie Dwyer reporting. Active employee open enrollment for our 2013 benefits closes 1 week from today on October 23, 2012. We encourage you to review the information mailed to you from United regarding the 2013 health benefits, and remember the enrollment period closes earlier than usual this year. Retired employees have a separate open enrollment period, which begins October 24th through November 9th, 2012. UAL's YBR is easily accessed through the useful websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling or using YBR for your 2012 benefits at 800-651-1007. For more information on our contractual benefits, please visit the contract education section of our website. Our 2012 through 2016 contracts are printed. Copies are available at some domicile locations and should be available in all domiciles soon. Next week, your 15 local council presidents will be attending the 2013 Fall United Master Executive Council MEC meeting, held October 23rd through the 25th, 2012, at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Elections will take place at the upcoming Fall MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: Central Schedule Committee member, Grievous Committee vice chairperson contract. Candidates for the above positions must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or a signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Interested candidates are encouraged but not required to give an in-person interview at the 2012 Fall MEC meeting. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. For more information or to submit your resume and willingness to serve statement, send an email to mecsec@unitedafa.org. Indicate MEC election in the subject line. You may also mail your resume and willingness to serve to Jeffrey W. Heisey, Secretary Treasurer, AFA United Master Executive Council, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. We encourage you to attend if you are able to witness, as well participate in the democracy of our union. All members in good standing are welcome to attend. Human trafficking is the illegal trade of human beings for the purposes of commercial sexual exploitation or forced labor, and unfortunately is a lucrative industry. It has been identified as the fastest growing criminal industry in the world, and it is second only to drug trafficking as the most profitable illegal business in the world. Each year, thousands of human trafficking victims are not permitted to leave upon arrival at their destination. They are held against their will through acts of coercion and forced to work or provide services to the trafficker or others. The work or services may include anything from bonded or forced labor to commercialized sexual exploitation, and unfortunately, often includes children. Fortunately, as a union and individuals in the airline industry, we are in a position to make a difference. As we all know, flight attendants are first responders and the last line of defense. And we're also keenly aware of the activities of passengers on our flights. Part of our training is the identification and procedures involved when we encounter a suspicious situation or person, but additional and specific training is necessary. This past March, AFA was invited by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to participate in an initiative to involve aviation employees in the fight against human trafficking epidemic. This program is a part of the DHS Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Blue Lighting Initiative. Human trafficking is defined as the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, or obtaining of a person by force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of involuntary servitude, pennage, debt bondage, or slavery, or sex trafficking in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or the person induced to perform such acts is under the age of 18. The CBP agrees with us and believes flight attendants are uniquely positioned to identify human traffickers and assist their victims. Flight crews are skilled observers, and with the appropriate training, they can be the front line against trafficking. Along with AFA's help, Blue Lighting is planning to roll out a training program tailored for flight attendants who fly U.S.-bound international flying. Once the training has been developed, AFA and DHS will solicit and encourage all commercial airlines to participate in this fight against trafficking. Much is at stake for flight attendants and our profession in the November elections. AFA will be hosting a series of town hall-style teleconference calls on Monday, October 22nd, to discuss how we can make a difference in this election. While everyone is welcome, if you live in a battleground state of Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, we're looking for your help to get out the vote. It is important that we all take part in this election and do all that we can to ensure that we have a flight attendant-friendly president, Senate, and House of Representatives. We'll have more details for you on Friday, but plan ahead to save the date. Tonight is the second presidential debate between President Obama and Governor Romney. The debate airs on all major networks from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Central Time. We encourage you to watch the debate and refine your opinions on where the candidates stand on issues that are important to flight attendants, who remains consistent in their message, and who is credible. We encourage you to support the candidate with a proven track record for supporting the middle class and flight attendant interests. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.